This week's parasha, Parashas Shlach, speaks about the Meraglim. Beginning of the parasha, Mayishlach Oysam Moshe Mivat Paran Al Pi Hashem. The Meraglim are being sent out. Kulam Anoshim Rashi Bnei Yisrael Hema. All of these people, all of these men, were heads. They were Rashi Bnei Yisrael. They were the heads of Bnei Yisrael. Rashi says, Kol Anoshim. Kol Anoshim Shebe Mikra, anytime the word Anoshim is said in the Torah,
it's plural.
It's a Lashon of Chashiv, it's also plural. That is correct. But the Anoshim or Ish would be the same thing. A Lashon of Ish or Anoshim, Ish is Lashon Yachid, Anoshim is Lashon Rabin. This word is, it's called Ish Moshe. It says Ish Moshe, it's giving Moshe, Moshe is Chashiv. When it says by Melech, it says Ish, by Mordechai. Where it says in Tanakh, it says we're Ish or Anoshim, it's a Lashon of Chashivus. That's what Rashi tells us. But Oysa Shah, and at that point in time, which is now before the Meraglim were sent, Ksherim Hayu. They were all Ksherim. We know the Chet HaMeraglim, that they ended up doing a terrible chet, and we wouldn't call them ksherim. They wouldn't be kosher people of high madrig anymore, unfortunately. They became, they did something very bad. They caused Gans Chayesol to be, because of them, the Chayesol didn't want to go in. It's a terrible chet. The problem is, so Rashi says, Lashon Chashivus, these are kosher people. And we have a little bit of a problem. Because if you look a little bit later in the parasha, Kapitul Yud Gimel Pasuk Chavav, they're getting ready to go out. It tells them, Moshe Ben gives them all the, it was a listing of all the people, all the Rashi, the Matei Ephraim, Moshe Ben Nun, Matei Miyam Palti, and often we go through a list of all of them. And then Moshe gives them instructions what to do. Go look what is the land, go look at the fruits, the people, whatever it is that Moshe tells them what to go look at. And then it says, Vayelchu, Vayelchu, Moshe, Vayelchu, 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 when they came back, they brought back the fruits and they gave a report. What does Rashi tell us? Pasuk Chavav, Vayelchu Vayevayu. He quotes the Gemara. Say to Lamed Aleph, Mahu Vayelchu Lahakish Halu. Why are you saying Vayelchu Vayevayu? They went and they came. How do you say Vayevayu when they came? What's Vayelchu? We know already they went. The pasuk that the Torah told us before, Vayishach Aisim Moshe. We know they went. So what's Vayelchu Vayevayu? We're Vayelchu there to teach us Lahakish Halichoson Leviyoson, to teach you that there's something similar, a hekish, the way they came back, the way they went, the way they came back. Which means when they went to this on this mission to go spy out the land, and when they came back from their mission, there's something that is in common. Well, what is that? Ma Biyoson de Eitzera, just like when they came back now. They came back with a bad Eitzera. Af Halichoson de Eitzera, when they left, they also went out with a bad Eitzera. It seems to be a steer in Ashi. Rashi just told us before Anoshim, the Torah calls them Anoshim, that before they went, they were Lashon Chashivus. They didn't have any bad thoughts, no bad aces. Over here, Rashi says that the same way they came back with a bad report, they were bad in the beginning also. What's Pshat? So Stipler said in the Birchas Peretz, has this question, and he answers it. He says that when they were actually chosen before, this is when it says over here, Vayishlach Oysa Moshe Ba Paran Pi Hashem Kulam Anoshim Bnei Yisrael Hema, was before they were actually given their mission, before they were told what to do. They were the Nesiim, they were the Rashi Bnei Yisrael. They weren't told yet what to do, they were Ksherim. After that, when Moshe gave them all the instructions, and then they went, at that point they became Yisrael. They really were not Ksherim anymore. What happened? What was the factor? What caused this change? So he explains that before that, they were the Nesiim. They were important. But they realized what their job was to do the Ratzon Hashem and to help lead Klal Yisrael. When they were chosen to go to spy out the land of Eretz Yisrael, after the Rebbeinu Shalom himself already said that it's a good land, they thought that they were being chosen to decide for Klal Yisrael, should Klal Yisrael go or not. They weren't being sent for that. They're being sent because Klal Yisrael, listen, Ribbono Shel said, God said, Klal Yisrael, you're going into the land of Eretz Yisrael, it's a wonderful land. Klal Yisrael still wanted representatives to go. Be it as it may, it seems like it was a bad thing that they wanted. They should have had complete siyata d'shmaya, knowing that they had complete emun in the Ribbono Shel Olam, that know the Ribbono Shel Olam know that the siyata d'shmaya, that no matter what's there, no matter what type of giants are there, what type of military forces are there, no matter what is there, the Ribbono Shel Olam said it's a good land and it's yours, so you don't have to worry about it. And they wanted to send anyways. Now you could say maybe they just wanted to be b'derech hateva. Normally, if you're going to go conquer a land, you have to make a shabbos. Person has to make a shabbos, even if you know the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to help you do something, but there's still a concept of doing his shabbos. So the shabbos is that the chamushim old bnei Yisrael and Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they took weapons. Why did they take weapons? Some say fast. Why did they take weapons for? The Ribbono Shel Olam took them out of Mitzrayim. But Yod Chazok and Mitzrayim and Tuyah, they took weapons. Why did they take weapons? Because with everything, even in the middle of all the nisim and the miracles that the Ribbono Shel Olam does, whatever can be done b'derech hateva, we still do b'derech hateva. So whatever weapon they have to make like they're going to fight with it, that's what we do. So maybe that's where they sent. It's nice that you know that it's a tain on Klal Yisrael.
Did they tell the truth about what they sought, or did they exaggerate and embellish it?
We'll get to it. I mean, they saw what, through their lenses, they believed, it seems, that what they thought could be. We'll get to it. If you have a question after, you can tell me, but we're going to address that. So really, this could have been unbelievable. Klal Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim, they could have gone through the Yam, through everything, gone straight to Eretz Yisrael. Just one long string of nisim nefois. Miracle after miracle, Klal Yisrael getting to the land. Unfortunately, this had to happen that caused Klal Yisrael for 40 years to wander through the Midbar. Because they cried. When the Meraglim came back, they cried and said, this is terrible, we don't want to go into the land. And because of that, we're still suffering. But the cause was the Gaiva. They became bikshats. When they were in the Siyah, the Rosh Ibn Yisrael, the Pasuk is made that they were anoshim. The Ribbono Shel Olam, it says the reason why, some of the Farshim explained that it actually quotes all, it says all their names and goes through it, is because the Ribbono Shel Olam was masking that these people were Taka Tzaddikim. They weren't Rishon, they were Tzaddikim when they were chosen. They chose Tzaddikim. But once, before they left already, if you go with the wrong kavan already, we're going to choose. Read this, God said Klal Yisrael should go. We're going to decide if it's good for Klal Yisrael to go. Once they already had that in their minds, it caused them to be Rishon. It caused them to lose their level of Kshayim. And then just like when they came back with an Eitzirah, so too when they went with an Eitzirah. The Gurari explains, they attack a Tzaddikim. What does it mean when Rashi says that the same way that they came back with the Eitzirah, they went with Eitzirah? He says it's a little bit of a scary concept. But there's a Shliach and a Mishaleach. It means that there's someone who sends a messenger, the Mishaleach, and there's the Shliach who does the actual messenger work. He says that if I make a Shliach, the Shliach on some level gets some of my das of what I want. They were tzaddikim. They wanted to go into the land. But who sent them? Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael had a bad attitude. Klal Yisrael were thinking, maybe we don't want to go into the land. Yeah, Ribbono Shel Olam told us, maybe it's not such a good land. Maybe we shouldn't go in. So because the Mishaleach, the one who was sending them, so didn't have good das, did not have the proper kavanas, it infiltrated them, and when they left already, because they were left as shulchan of the Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael had a bad attitude, so it already had effect on them. So you should be careful. Don't think that if you're going to be a messenger for someone else who's doing something bad, you say, I'm just a middleman. You should know it's going to have ashpah on you. You're going to change. You're not even going to realize it, but you're going to change. It's going to have ashpah on you. Be careful. The Ben Yoyada says, a murder, you say. He has a question. What is this word, Eitzah? It doesn't say Maisa. I read to you too, Rashi over here in Pasuk Pavlov. Mahu v'yelchu la'hakish halichosim l'biyosim ma biyosim be'etzera in their bad Eitzah, advice. The Eitzah, someone gives you an Eitzah, gives you advice, or what are you going to do? Right? What is this Eitzera? Chazal use it constantly. What is this lashon of Eitzah? And not only that, it says that we know Vayalu Vayesuas Arzin Batsin Vayachayla Vayachamos. We know Rashi tells us that Kalev Yeshua grabbed Moshe Davin for Yeshua, that he shouldn't be part of the Atzas Miraglin. Moshe Davin for Yeshua is Talmud, which everyone asks why only Yeshua, but that's not for now. And it says, Kalev, what does Kalev do? Kalev Vayavoy at Chevron, the Pasuk says, Vayavoy at Chevron, who's Vayavoy? Vayavoy, ooh, it's a whole bunch of the old Miraglin. What's Vayavoy? So Rashi says, Kalev went to Davin by the Kirvei Avis. He went to Davin by the Kirvei Avis that he should not be part of the Eitzer. What wasn't part of the Eitzer? It was a Maisa. They did an action. They came back. It wasn't an Eitzer. They came back with bad Diburim and they said, Lashon Hara on Eretz Yisrael. So what is this word, this Eitzer? What is this word? So he says that the Miraglim already knew what they were going to say before they went. What was their cheshbon? Their cheshbon was that, you know, if we're going to go and we're going to spy out the land, we're going to come back and tell Klal Yisrael, wow, this is some land. It's got milk and honey flowing. It's got fruits. It's amazing. Let's rush to get there. There's no Messiah for Klal Yisrael. Where's the Klal Yisrael's test to listen to the Ribbono Shel Olam? If I told you, come, God said we should get $1 million. Is it how much chai are you getting for going? You're listening to the command of Hashem, but you're excited about it. There's no test for you. Thank you, you know. They figure, we'll give a bad report. We're going to say the land is not so good. But they figured that, like, they knew, everyone knew that the Ribbono Shel Olam commanded they're going to go. So the Miraglim thought that Klal Yisrael were going to go anyways, and they'd get double schar. They wouldn't just get schar for going to the land because the Ribbono Shel Olam told them, but they'd get schar for the going to the land because even though they heard it was bad, but the Ribbono Shel Olam told them, they still went. That's what the Miraglim's Eitzah was. It was an Eitzah. This was their idea. They meant to do good, and that's what Kalev, he knew already. He knew that they planned this before they left, and Kalev heard this Eitzah and he knew it was bad. And he said, please, Ribbono Shel Olam, save me. I shouldn't be part of this Eitzera. I shouldn't be part of this idea. It's a terrible idea. Why? Because they were looking at it through colored lenses. Shtetin Dezoya HaKadosh, that they believed that once they went into Eretz Yisrael, they would lose their status as a Nasi. Right now, they had their status. They gave them a title, Nasi. They were Nasiim. They were Rashi Bnei Yisraelim. But they thought that when they go to Eretz Yisrael, they would take away this title. There would no more be, they wouldn't be Nasiim. So even though they meant L'Tayva, but it's an unbelievable Yisrael to know that a lot of times we become subjective. We can't see, it's not possible to see objectively what where we're going and what we want. They believed 100% they were doing the Ratzon Hashem. And they were trying to help Klal Yisrael get more schar. But they did a terrible thing. They did a terrible Maaseh. I remember when someone told me that I should read, there's a certain a pamphlet that comes out monthly, big geniuses, they know all the Svarim HaKadoshim, they know all the Rambams, they know everything, and you'll see they bring rayas to things that you wouldn't believe. You think that certain things are usher, and they bring rayas that these things are mutter. You'd be amazed, and how you look at it, they bring it back, they back it up with sources, with Rambams and Shulchan Aruch, and you name it, they back it up. I told the guy, listen, I'm not going to look at it. He said, why aren't you going to look at it? I'm telling you that they're unbelievable sources. I said, listen, the difference between Torah, of taking Torah and using it for the right reasons, and distorting the Torah, is that these guys, the group of guys, intelligent guys, they want to show everybody that, yeah, you think this is us or it's not us, I can bring you right. They're not coming to the Torah objectively saying, what does the Torah want? What does Hashem want from me? They're coming with a step one. This is the answer. The answer is, this is mutter. And now I'm going to go prove it. If you do that, you're taking a Torah and you're twisting it. You can't even see. You can believe and convince yourself that it's right and this. Look, I can back it up. But that's not true Torah. It matter what rise you're going to bring me from the Rambam, I know where they're starting from and it's all worthless. There was once a story that I read that there was a lady, a feminist movement. This lady, she says, she writes an article, she says, I was convinced that men and women are equal. and everything that they do, by the way, all these statistics and all these things, they jack out the statistics they don't want, they don't count it, they have reasons why, they make it, you know, but they cut it. What do they do? They're starting off with a starting point that this is correct. And now I'm going to use statistics to prove it. So you have this lady, she's a big feminist, and she says this, boys and girls are the same. She says she went out to the store and bought her little girl, I think it was a fire truck or a police truck, and gave it to her daughter. She says, you know what her daughter did with the truck? It went, took the truck, took it like a baby, and said, shashak, car, and put the car to sleep. She says, maybe there are differences between boys and girls. They're not the same. She was not going to ask him, but most people can't see it. When you have the answer first, and you believe this is the pshat, and you're going to try to bring eyes, that's not true. And that was the chet, and that was the problem with the meragim. The eitzah, they came in with the thing is that we're going to come up with the reason why this land is no good, but they were seeing through colored lenses, they couldn't see properly. And something that we have to be careful of, that when we come up with things, that we should realize that we're trying to find the truth, not have the answers first and then try and find the truth, because then it's not possible to find the truth. A little later in the parasha, the end of the parasha, we say three times a day, twice, you know, once in the morning, once at night, and once by Kriya Shema Amita, we say the pasuk of Shema, the third parasha over here about tzitzis, and then at the end we say, what is the connection between tzitzis and Metzias Mitzrayim? In one parasha, we have the mitzvah of tzitzis, and we have Metzias Mitzrayim. What's the connection between tzitzis and Mitzrayim? It says in the Darash Moshe, he says the Gemara in Kulin, and that Peites says, Meir says, why do we, the tzitzis is tchelis. Tchelis is blue. So why we have blue tzitzis? And he says that tchelis is daimel yam. Tchelis is similar to yam, to the water, in the yam. The yam is daimel to the rikia, the firmament in the shemayim. The rikia is daimel to the evans and snapia, it's a precious stone, sapphire. And the evans and snapia is daimel to the kisei yakov. Yes. And that's the reason why the tchelis, when we look at the tzitzis, is supposed to remind us of the kisei yakov. Take the darash moshe. Why don't we just say that the tchelis is daimel to the kisei yakov? Presumably the kisei yakov is daimel to the snapia, the sapphire. I never saw the kisei yakov, but that's what the Gemara is telling us. So why do you have to go step by step by step? So the Moshe says the yesoid in ruchnius. You should know that you can't go straight from the bottom to the top. To get to the Kisei HaKavod, don't think you're going to make it in one leap. You got to know, you got to take it step by step. Don't go too much. If a person doesn't learn at all now, he should start learning 10 minutes a day. Go to 20 minutes a day. Doesn't mean you should say, oh, I don't learn, I'm going to try, I'm going to become serious, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to start learning 20 hours a day. It's not going to happen. That's not the way a person grows in Ruchnis. You take it small pieces. You keep on going step by step. You chisel away. And that's the way to get to the Aliyah in Ruchnis, to ultimately lead to the Kisei HaKavod. It says in the Drash Lafi, in the Chidor, V'oslohem Tzitzis. Rashi tells us that Tzitzis is the gematria of 600. We have the 8 strings and the 5 knots in the tzitzis is a total of 613. The tzitzis, looking at the tzitzis, supposed to remind us of the Taryag Mitzvahs. The problem is, it's a beautiful Rashi, the problem is, if everyone asks, tzitzis in the Pasuk is spelled with one yud. Tzadi yud, tzadi saf. If you add that up, it's not 600, it's only 590. You need to have two yuds. If you can, in theory, you can spell tzitzis mole with two yuds, and if you spell it with two yuds, then you have 600. But it's only spelled with one yud in the pasuk. So how do you have 600? So he answers, the chidah answers, the last time it says tzitzis, it says it three times. And it says, v'ha'yu lachem l'tzitzis, l'tzitzis. Lamed is in the front of the word tzitzis, a lamed is 30. If you take the 30 from the lamed, and you give 10 to the first tzitzis, and 10 to the, it says tzitzis three times in the pasuk. So if you give 10 to each, you end up with your 600 on each one. Now why are there three different tzitzis? said it because there's three different components to the Tayag Mitzvahs. There's three different components. Machshava, which means the thought first. There's Dibur, and there's Maisa. So you can think of doing a mitzvah, you can speak about it, and then there's the actual doing it. So therefore it says Tittison three times, so those are three components of the Tayag Mitzvahs. So you should know that the Lamed is by the last one connected to Maisa. Why is that? Because you should know that if someone sits and thinks all day about doing mitzvahs and talks all day about doing mitzvahs and doesn't do it, then he has nothing. You want to know what creates, what causes everything that he did before, the machshava and the dibur, it has to be with the maisa. Someone learning Torah is unbelievable, but even when you learn Torah, it has to be on the nas lasse. If someone learns the whole day and doesn't do one mitzvah, and any time mitzvah comes his way, he's not interested, that's not Torah. Torah is the lumad on the nas lasse. And that's why it says three times tzitzis, and the lamed is telling you, you want to know what validates all of them is the maisa. It says in the Goyim, in Shulchan Aruch, or Chaim Chavdal, that there's a minig, people have a minig, to gaze at the tzitzis when they say in Shemari, Isim Oisei. It says a lashon of tzitzis, tzadi yud, tzadi yisof, is a lashon of meitzitz. Meitzitz min hacharakim. It says in the Shir, Shirim, to peer through the lattices. What are we peering at? He says we're talking about peering up to Shemayim. There's a person who wants to be inspired. It says that when you're a person down in Shemini Esrei, you're really supposed to look down. You're supposed to be an unloved, you're supposed to be b'shiflos, you're not supposed to think you're important. But you're allowed to look up, or look out the window, to look up the Shemayim, to realize that there's a God in the world, and there's a God above. And it helps people come to shiflos. Okay, that's what brings a person to Shremimus, to realize what's going on. And that's the lotion of tzitzis. It says in the Mamshik, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Mamshik, it's unbelievable. What is the Yisrael of tzitzis? He says, tzitzis are the strings. He says, it's prepared to be made. You can use, this is the like the shirayim of a beggar. It's the leftovers. In theory, you can take this and you can make a beggar with it. It's a string ready to make a beggar with. He says that a person has to always, when you look at it, a person has to realize that he has two things. First of all, we're all like tzitzis. We're a piece of cloth, we're ready to be made into a beggar. We all have unlimited potential. We have to use it. Now, we're a product in the raw, but we have the opportunity to make something of ourselves. And we have the opportunity to make ourselves into a beautiful beggar. At the same time, it's a shirayim, it's left over, the teacher is, but you don't ever think you're too important. You're still not, you're never a complete beggar. You're not a shalim. So you should be always think that I have the ultimate potential to become as great as I want, and as great as I can possibly be, but I'm never going to be a shalim. You always have to have, at the same time, you have to be using both, where I have potential, but you always have to remain an honor. No matter how much you grow, you always have to remain an honor. It's an unbelievable namshik. The Medrash Taman says that tzitzis is a zecher to all the mitzvahs hatayah, and the mitzvahs hatayah is zecher to Yitzias Mitzrayim. The whole purpose, what's the connection between tzitzis and Mitzrayim, is because Mitzrayim, we were taken out of Mitzrayim for one reason, to do the mitzvahs, to be avadim and the banishan. So the connection between the tzitzis and Yitzias Mitzrayim is because that was the purpose of Mitzrayim. The purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim was so that we should have an opportunity to wear tzitzis, which represents all the mitzvahs out there. And then Shagadol says something which is interesting. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Haitzi Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim Al Tanai Mitzvah Tzitzis. Klal Yisrael were taken out of Mitzrayim on the Tanai, on the condition that they're going to do the mitzvah, they're going to be Mekai in the mitzvah of tzitzis. So if they do the mitzvah, then they're moiden in the Tzias Mitzrayim, and if not, they're kaif from it. The mitzvah of tzitzis representing all 613 mitzvahs, but more than that even. He doesn't explain this, but more than that. The mitzvah of tzitzis we know is only if you have a four-cornered beggar. I don't have to wear a four-cornered beggar. If you really want to do the mitzvah, you put on tzitzis. I don't have to. I'm in complete compliance with everything in Tayag mitzvahs if I don't put on tzitzis ever in my life. If I don't wear a four-cornered beggar, I never have a chiyuv of tzitzis. But the chiyuv of putting on tzitzis, and I put it on the four corners of my beggar, I put on a four cornered beggar, so I should be mechayev in the midst of tzitzis. That shows that you want to accept the Torah, and you want the Torah HaKadosh, and you want to be mechayev kol Torah mitzvahs. So perhaps that is the yisoid of the tzitzis, and the tzitzis, when it says in the Shulchan Aruch that people wear it out, they're supposed to look at it at all times, they're supposed to look at it and realize it. And that a person has to realize that even when he's doing mundane things, and he's doing things out in the world, and he's eating, and he's doing everything else, but if a person constantly, Shirisi Hashem Negdi Summit, a person can realize that, what is my purpose over here? The tzitzis. The 613 mitzvahs. More than that, the 613 mitzvahs that I want to be mekayim. I'm not being forced to be mekayim. I want to be mekayim. I'm taking a mitzvah that I don't have a chiyuv to wear a four-cornered beged, and I'm wearing it. That is the ultimate yisoid. I want to be an eved to Rabbein Hashem. We left the Mitzrayim. It tells us specifically, actually, I say the Eschon Yeret Mitzrayim. That's the yisoid. I left Mitzrayim so I should have the opportunity and be happy to be an eved to Rabbein Hashem. Have a good chance.